brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, how about that, Goo?
What's up, baby?
It's a Thursday,
thirsty.
And Steiny's not here.
Yeah.
The tables have turned.
How's his house? Better be clean.
I still got some work to do.
Okay.
Look at you. I'm trying to beat him home.
But no dishes, though.
No dishes. It's all clean. All is good.
The dog is healthy.
Dog is fed. Dog is alive. That's
now,
all that matters.
Have you guys spent time together? Have you watched something? I know you've been watching the Cowboy Doc.
I'm saving it for the dog.
The dog.
The dog is where it needs to be.
Okay.
Right by my side.
There you go, baby.
No, we were hanging out last night and watching the Cowboys Doc, which we can get into at some point. But mainly, we were watching the Giants pretty much refuse to do anything except for lose.
Listen, I'm telling you.
You got a proclamation you want to make today.
And I got to just give you love. That you are wearing the hell out of that hat for the people on YouTube that can see it. West Coast Conference, and it's backwards.
Stanya doesn't like it, though.
I hated them, but now I love the backward hat. You're wearing it, baby.
Appreciate it, girl.
Yeah. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I got this from the commissioner of the WCC, actually. He sent it as a little gift.
You know? Oh, is that a bloop?
Doing a little work for Santa Clara and St. Mary's.
About the Giants.
You smell nice, by the way.
Well, I said that to you, too. You and Risotto had some perfect cologne. Something was going on. I said, yeah, I'm just wearing greatness. But I got to say this to you.
Early four.
This thing can get out of control in regard to the losses piling up. And I don't know where they're going to end up, but let's just say, for the sake of our discussion and everybody listening, and Carter's back healthy and freshly shaved, Evan, if they're 10 or 15 under, which is a stretch, but somehow if it got to that point, even if you like Bo Mel, for the sake of this team, its history, and what they've been mired in for the last 5 years outside of 107, I felt it in my bones, and I put it on Twitter, and I text you. Evan, I don't know the know-hows, but your boy is in my bones. I have the feeling that if the Giants make a move, Bruce Bochy will be their next manager. That's just me to bring him back and restore order, get guys to be the best version of themselves. And good morning. I'm just sharing that with you because that's how I feel. And what the hell happened at the footsteps of the dugout of the Giants? I'm kind of tame on this. With Adames and Bo Mel. Bo Mel checked out of whatever they were discussing.
Well, that's what hit me last night. And the game, look, I think it was 1-0 at the time, second inning. Dude, I went back.
Where's the offense?
It hasn't been there all season.
Damn.
They're 13-23 against lefties. They got an OPS of 620.
Haven't scored on the Padres bullpen in 26 straight innings.
The worst in baseball. They made J.P. Sears look like a Cy Young candidate.
Dude.
The point is, I went back and watched the entirety of that bottom of the first inning.
Talk to me.
And looked for any piece of evidence as to why Willie Adames and Bob Melvin would be yelling at each other. Or Adames would be kind of just chirping at Bob, who eventually gave him the cold shoulder. I was like, dude, I don't have time to talk about this.
Right.
I couldn't figure it out. I could not figure out why Adames, in the top of the second inning, during the middle of the Wilmer Flores at bat, and credit NBC Sports Bay Area for catching that interaction, was frustrated with Melvin. To me, that is...
You think Melvin said something to him?
It's not nothing. I'm sorry. Like, it's just not. People today poo-pooing it. People last night saying, yeah, I don't really know. Like,
I was one of
there's
them.
There's something there, and I can't put my finger on it. I'm hoping you can help me figure it out.
You know what? Because Adames had something on his chest. Because what he was saying went longer than Bo Mel. When Bo Mel turned around, I just felt like there was irritation in the air from Bo Mel's standpoint. So you know what it's like. You and Risotto and Carter, the scrums after games, getting that mic in the right person's face, the athlete, the coach, the manager. I'm keeping it real on a Thursday, Evan. I've been having a ball with you. Do I have a right to be upset at the giant media or reporters not asking Adames or even Bowmail what that, which may be nothing, was about? Like, how can we not ask a simple, hey, Bowmail, what was that about? Am I wrong for wanting, like, nobody asked?
Well, one thing I can think of is a lot of the media is not watching the telecast, right? They're in real person. They're watching the game, and maybe someone didn't catch it. Now, usually, and there's less traveling media for road games than there is obviously for home games. I think if it had happened in San Francisco, somebody would have caught it. Somebody would have caught it. Somebody would have asked about it. And so maybe that's why. But I wonder if it's something that a reporter asks about in private. Maybe not at the podium, and maybe sits on a little bit. It's difficult for me to figure out what the origin of the frustration is. Is it Adames
Who's been cold? So he's probably lightweight irritated.
But he's had worse stretches than the one that he's on right now, and he hasn't yelled at his manager. Mm. I mean, they're five below. The team is reeling. They've been one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in baseball,
man,
since the deadline. And Willy Adames is basically going back and forth with Melvin about something that he determines is not worth his time and just lets him continue to cry into the ether.
Yeah, and what's funny, it's not funny, but, you know, you and I from the Bay Soil, born and raised, Evan, if we were in Chicago, Dallas, Philly, or Boston, somebody would have asked and tried to get to the bottom of that. But, Evan, what was kind of eerie about that discussion or the video is, a picture's worth a thousand words, is Melvin clearly didn't have much to say, but Adames, he wasn't done. And that's where I was like, okay, does this, on the guru computer last night, it was hard, Evan. Is this friction? You know, is this the straw that broke the camel's back? And you can tell me who the camel is. But I just woke up this morning driving in like, man, Bruce Bochy, if whatever happens, his contract's up in Texas, if he's available and Buster Posey says, you know what, it's worth a conversation. I mean, like it or not, there's something, Evan, and again, I don't have any intel. It's just a feeling I have. I got a feeling that, man, if Bruce Bochy could come back and help Buster Posey restore order, I mean, just how poetic that would be. And I know I'm Disney, Walt Disney, I'm romanticizing, but it could happen. But Bowmail, what was that? And Adames, what was that last night? Because that was the story from the Giants' perspective to me, outside of Roop getting hurt. And hopefully he's not seriously hurt. I think he's thrown his last pitch because it wasn't a ball hitting him. It was the knee, kind of non-contact, whatever happened. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, Landon Roop buckled, hopefully just a knee sprain, but it's probably going to miss the remainder of the season. What can go wrong will go wrong, it feels like, for the Giants. But to me, that moment, that interaction between Adames and Melvin, that's the story. And to me, what sparked the incident is kind of irrelevant. Like, if it, I don't know, maybe Bob jumped down Willie's throat for, I don't know, you know, not hustling on a play, walking back in from the dugout, just basically going at him. But that's kind of irrelevant to me. That doesn't matter. It's like getting mad at a spouse over a kitchen appliance.
Oh, boy, who you been talking to?
But there's something else there. You're not mad about, you know, your significant other putting the knives in the spoon drawer. You're mad about something else. And you're taking that out on him because it's been festering.
Yeah.
Whatever in your relationship has been festering. And it doesn't mean that, you know, Adames hates Melvin or Melvin is not getting along with Willy. But Willy Adames has been a beacon of positivity through the thick and thin this entire season. We talked about it yesterday. I get a ton of respect this year for that player because he's been the same dude through it all. And he's the one who's frustrated, whether it's with himself, whether it's with the team, whether it's with Melvin. I think it's kind of a combination of all of it. That, to me, is important because Willy Adames is one of the few people that I believe, if you lose him, you have lost the clubhouse. And I don't know if that's exactly what happened last night, but to me, that could be the tip of the iceberg. And I was flabbergasted when I saw them go at it.
Yeah, and I was confused, baffled, and again, you know, Bowmail can be the manager next year. I know that's on the Giants bingo card, but the bottom line, Evan, was how many times have we all together whispered sweet nothings about Willie's attitude? Even, you know, what's the best sign of character when things aren't going well and a guy doesn't change and he's been there for his teammates and the team? But, man, he seemed like he had something on his chest. And listening to you talk, Evan, maybe that was whatever happened. If something happened, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And he had to know it was being caught on tape. Again, here I go. Zucci man saying guru with his D game early. Not A game, so I ain't on my A game, so he ain't agreeing with what I'm saying. But I'm Simmer. Just pondering, man. I'm just thinking about, man, if the Giants did make a change, E, and this thing just gets raggedy because it's lightweight raggedy now, could Bruce Bochy come back and save the day possibly?
Well, I want to explore that on the other side. And I also want to figure out why that's been hitting you today. You know, you just woke up on August 21st.
Well, that picture last night, like I had, normally I would just go to Twitter and I didn't eat. I'm proud of myself on, oh, I know what it was. But I just, and then this morning I was driving and I was like, you know what? What if? Because forget that scuffle, if that's what we'll call it. The bottom line is they're playing bad baseball, E. And it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. And they go to Milwaukee, a reunion for Adamas.
Yeah, and
looking
maybe
like
he wishes
man,
that
he didn't take that chicken in
San Francisco. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Giddings in for Steinmetz with Guru. That segment was brought to you by Safeway. We're back after this on 95.7 The Game.